Okay, going in on that, back to our acid alkalinity. The A's and AB's are going to be super sensitive to acid. The O's are so good at elimination, it comes through their skin. So acid, they can eat the sugar. I am such a sugar craving. I was amazing that as a child, I would turn sterling silver black, not to where it could even be cleaned. It chemically would turn black if it touched my skin. Anybody who's of an O blood type, to show you how acidic usually they are, is that if you wear white, and I'm wearing like a white suit that has fabric on the inside, when I take this off today, because I've worked out 3-4 workouts today, it's going to be yellow on the inside. And that's not easy to get out, because bleach doesn't take it out. If you don't get it with OxiClean straight out, it's stained because it's acid coming out of your skin that stains. So that's so many times why O and B have ring around the collar that never comes out. It's acid coming out of your skin. That's why when you eat an Italian food, and if you're allergic to anything, I'm allergic to garlic, you smell it through my skin in 20 minutes. Reeks, because I'm allergic to garlic. You also smell it when you're in Italy when everyone's on the train holding onto the But so your skin is an elimination organ. That's why I promote body brushing so much. Oh yes, cosmetically it's going to help tighten and tone and exercise your skin and minimize cellulite or even help it to eliminate, but it's helping your skin to do its function to eliminate acid out or any toxins or if you're on medications. That's why far infrared technology, you can wear an undershirt and wake up and it will look like tobacco stain because it pulls the toxins out of your body. So A's and AB's who don't have as good of an elimination system through the skin do fantastic with far infrared technology. And so I learned about far infrared technology from a company called Nikan. I have seen people who have been chronically ill and they wrap them up in comforters and when it unwraps, it looks like tar gunk, like nicotine. They use far infrared. If you go on the internet, you can search it anywhere. They use it for burn victims. It accelerates the healing and cellular regeneration. But body brushing works for all body types. I've learned about it in the homeopathic world while I was in Europe. As soon as the girls turn 12 in Europe, I mean especially Germany and in France, they're brushing to maintain tight, healthy skin that glows. If you're a person of color with darker pigmented skin, you're looking at ashing. They brush to keep their skin so they don't have darker knuckles, darker elbows. You brush. Naomi Campbell, as anytime I ever see her when I was working in Europe, was always brushing the neck with a face brush. She would just carry it in her purse. Otherwise, the lines on the neck, wherever there's a crease, could have. But see, if you're pale of light pigmentation, such as I, you don't see the skin ashy. So you could have layers of dead skin on top. So the brushing is exfoliating. But it does more than that. It actually exercises the skin. But you're accelerating in acidity. Alfalfa. I should have stock in alfalfa. Everybody, regardless of blood type, does well with alfalfa because it is an alkaline-producing food. It's plant protein. It's a grass that grows that you think is just for cows and horses. Okay? But with it, it's how it's processed, just like how you process food and add preservatives. The reason why the alfalfa that's at Better Body Basics, the one that I'm able to get for tea tappers, is so good is it's cold pressed extracted, which means heat's never really applied. So when they cut the alfalfa, the nutritional density of that food, which has been clinically studied for years, in the 1950s it was proven to be an anti-inflammatory. In the 1960s it was proven to be an anti-cancerous, or it was the late 50s, early 60s, anti-cancerous nutrient. And then what was great is I already saw how much it helped tighten and tone the skin. But then the American Dermatology Association finished their clinical study and published it in the journals in May of 99. It was in the medical journals that alfalfa reverses aging of the skin on the face. Okay, because they're dermatology, they're only studying the face. But the organ covers the whole body. It's not just your face. So they paid the $2 million whatever. But I realized, thank you very much, I knew it accelerates cellular regeneration, offsets, and what's great is it works with any, because it's not an herb, it works with any medication. You could take it on an empty stomach. But But if you look into, here's your herbal health manual, you'll see all these great things that it does, full of vitamin K, and you hear all of that about getting rid of dark circles under your eyes. And it's full of calcium, magnesium, all these nutrients, everything you're talking. And then in the fine print it says, might increase weight or might increase hunger. And then every female goes, oh, forget that. But it's because of the processing. If you use cold-pressed extraction, you're not going to have weight gain. That's why they're even using the alfalfa that I'm able to get for lupus patients. Okay, but the thing is that they cut it, they freeze-dry, powderize it. It's shipped in air-conditioned trucks where it's in air-conditioned warehouses till they put it in the capsules. So I actually pay for the air-conditioned trucks to bring it over to Florida, and then it's put into capsules. And so that is where I got into the bariatric surgery groups, and they can't swallow pills. So what do? If you pour the capsule out, it grows. I've seen applesauce become green, and then try to eat that. So then there's a product, I have a visual, called Jade Greenzymes, pearl barley. See, alfalfa has the other properties besides the three, because I have to compare what's so, and I'm very keen on this product, because it's alkaline producing. This acid alkalinity really makes a big difference in weight loss, in weight management, in breaking down and not having inflammation in your joints. That's why I really wanted to stress on all of these blood types on your personal profile. The A's and AB's are going to have more of an issue with it. But so do the O's and B's. Is that if you can't swallow the pills, or if you have an allergy to grasses, then you can't take alfalfa, but you won't be able to take pearl barley either. That's what Jade Greenzymes is pearl barley. But if you're a person with Crohn's disease or gastric bypass, it matters that you need the body balance and you need a powder, tear off, mix with water, drink. But alfalfa is a hormone regulator. Anyone perimenopausal, going into menopause, alfalfa, look it up on the internet, look at the research that's out there. I love it because if you're estrogen dominant, it'll lower. If you're estrogen too little, it'll raise. And how do you know if you're ever high or low? You don't know, but your pituitary gland does. And alfalfa stimulates and feeds the pituitary to do its job. Just like if you're worried about thyroid function, you increase kelp and iodine to help stimulate and feed your thyroid. So you learn. Whereas pearl barley doesn't address hormone regulation. And so, but what it does do is it's alkaline producing. It is bioavailable, so you get immediate energy. I usually take it first thing when I get up, before I even exercise, and then I take it two more times during the day. But even if you just take it once a day, like that afternoon slump, you will have the energy, the brightness, and offset the acid going on through. But to give you an idea what makes it sweet, is it also contains galactomannan, which is a soluble fiber. Okay, we've learned about soluble fiber, and if you're an A or an AB, you know all about Metamucil or anything that helps things move on, like FiberTox. I talk because I have the formulation that FiberTox is non-habitual. But if you can't swallow the pills on FiberTox, you have galactomannan within the same powder that, to give you an idea how effective for those, is that the gastric bypass usually are constipated up to 9 days. Can you imagine? Because they've altered their stomach to the way it goes in the intestine. And of the target group that I gave all of this product, all of them, eliminated within 12 to 24 hours. And then the cool thing is all of them felt energy within 12 hours. So if I know that I'm going in and I'm going to have a lot of carb consumption that's acidic, I'm popping a couple alfalfa pills, or I'm putting my Jade Greenzymes and I'm having a handful of raw almonds, and then I enjoy my margarita. Because I put something in my blood to offset from when the sugar hits the blood. So you have to think, you've got to do a protein, a carb, and a fat at the same time on your blood type. Okay, so, but you know, you don't have to always have and go pay supplements, because the beauty of grapefruit is it promotes intestinal elimination. Okay, so A's and AB's automatically get constipated usually when they go in an airplane, when they go on a long car ride, and it's like, if they get stressed out, it stops things, and I can tell you're an A or an AB. The head's shaking. So all you do is you make sure to keep fresh. It can't be grapefruit juice. You put fresh grapefruit, you peel it like an orange, you put it in your Ziploc bags, and you have it around, so when you're up in the plane, you eat two or three when you're on that long car ride, And all of a sudden, things move. Because it's God-made enzymes that promote digestion and the emulsification of fat.